More of the country is closing down tonight, trying to contain the coronavirus pandemic. New York State and Illinois have now joined California in taking that step, with more states expected to follow. Meanwhile, President Trump invoked emergency powers to move medical supplies into place as quickly as possible, as U.S. infections topped 15,000, with more than 200 deaths. William Brangham begins our coverage.
In much of California, stay-at-home orders have already brought much of public life to a halt. And today, those orders expanded statewide. Governor Gavin Newsom asked the entire state, 40 million people, to stay home. He cited an analysis that half the state could be infected in the next 8 weeks if more aggressive moves weren't taken. So he ordered that nothing but the most essential activities continue.
We will have social pressure. That will encourage people to do the right thing, just a nod and look, saying, hey, maybe you should reconsider just being out there on the beach, being 22 strong at a park. It's time for all of us to recognize, as individuals and as a community, we need to do more to meet this moment.
It's unclear how the new orders will be enforced, but it's one of the most drastic containment efforts underway. Across the country, another huge effort. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered every employer in his state to keep their workers at home.
100% of the workforce must stay home. These are non-essential services. Essential services have to continue to function. Grocery stores need food. Pharmacies need drugs. Your internet has to continue to work. The water has to turn on when you turn the faucet. So there are essential services that will continue to function.